Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We're taught in the Scriptures to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Jerusalem whose peace we are to pray for, however, is that heavenly Jerusalem, which is as a bride adorned for her husband, the kingdom of Christ, the church for which he shed his precious blood. A prayer for peace in this city is one which shall indeed be heard and answered, for this is the Father's purpose. The peace of that city is forever secured by the blood of Christ. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, by the shedding of Christ's blood once and for all, there is remission of sin. The peace of that city is multiplied by the knowledge of its inhabitants. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The peace which is purchased by Jesus Christ is perfect, but the knowledge of it by the saints is not. That is why it is necessary for us to publish peace and glad tidings unto the church. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The peace of that city is the rule of its inhabitants. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. This is the principle which shall ever be the comfort of the Lord's people. We have been called unto peace. The peace of that city is the pure delight of all who dwell therein. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace and hope go hand in hand. The more clearly a man sees his hope realized, the more at peace he will be. Now the Lord God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. No man can have any expectation of acceptance with the Lord, except that this gift be granted unto him. Do you know this peace which passeth understanding? My soul.